Part C. In this part of the test, you'll hear two different extracts. In each extract, you'll hear health professionals talking about aspects of their work. Choose the answer, A, B or C, which fits best according to what you hear. Complete your answers as you listen. Now look at Extract 1. Extract 1. You hear an interview with a senior nurse called Fiona Reed, who's talking about cardiac rehabilitation. You now have 90 seconds to read questions 1 to 6.
Today we're talking to Fiona Reed, who's lead nurse for cardiac rehabilitation at a large general hospital. Fiona, could you start by giving us an idea of why a patient might undergo cardiac rehabilitation and what their experience of it might be?
Well, heart problems can vary, but I'll tell you about a patient I've been supervising. Let's call him Stephen. Stephen's in his late 40s. He'd been feeling rather lightheaded whenever he did anything requiring physical exertion. This went on for some time, and eventually his wife persuaded him to see his GP. He really should have done this sooner, particularly knowing his father had died relatively young from a heart-related issue. Anyway, tests revealed Stephen had a coronary artery disease. Two stents were put in to widen the artery, and he was referred to my cardiac rehab unit. Not surprisingly, he was anxious and depressed about things. We got him started on an 8-week programme of monitored exercise. Patients have 2-hour-long sessions per week, and they do the same exercises at home twice a week too. We also arranged some psychological counselling. Stephen's now near the end of his programme, and he's back at work and says he feels as well as he's ever felt.
As I understand it, many people who've had heart attacks or other cardiac events are afraid that too much activity will risk putting them back in hospital.
Yes, there's a real mixed message out there. Exercise is good for you, but you've got to be careful at first, particularly if you're not used to doing any. Research shows that a significant proportion of cardiac patients have spent years without doing much exercise at all. This may explain why they tend to have heart attacks earlier than other people, and also why they're intimidated by the idea of physical exertion. The likelihood of having a cardiac event during rehab is minimal. Cardiac rehab is one of the safest forms of exercise imaginable. It has a warm-up, a moderated main part, and a cool down.
What sort of things do you tell your rehab patients?
Apart from guidance on specific exercises, I explain what the rationale for exercise is. There's the issue of weight. If you keep your weight down through exercise and diet, you tackle one of the biggest cardiac risk factors. Then there's cholesterol. High levels are dangerous and can be alleviated by exercise. People do tend to be aware of these things, though, so what I focus on is how lots of mechanisms are in play. When you exert yourself above a particular intensity and sustain it over time, your vascular system and muscles will start to adapt. The inner linings of your heart and of your arteries start to perform better. The heart pumps more blood and oxygen around the body, which takes strain off the heart and ultimately reduces its resting rate. And that's not to mention the difference it can make to the brain and one's mood.
Is cardiac rehabilitation generally accepted as a key part of any effective health service?
Probably. Rehab programs take different forms around the world, which makes them quite hard to compare. But studies have been done, and there have been some interesting findings. For example, cardiac patients going through rehab are 26% less likely to die prematurely from a cardiovascular event. And they're also associated with a 30% reduction in unplanned hospital admissions. Over an extended period of time, this means significant savings for the health service and for insurers, something that I think gets overlooked.
Am I right in saying that despite the benefits, many patients with heart problems don't attend rehab?
Yes, unfortunately that is true. 2 years ago, for example, about 40% of people didn't attend cardiac rehab once they'd been discharged from hospital. In some areas, patients aren't even informed about the programmes that are available. And even if they're told, they may not absorb the information very well. If they've just been through a difficult experience, it may be hard for them to take things on board. In my experience, however, the biggest thing is that people feel very uneasy about the idea of exercising in a gym in front of strangers. It's something they may never have done before.
Do you have any ideas about how to improve attendance at rehab?
Some people argue that if you have treatment for a heart problem, then you should be made to do rehab with no choice in the matter. I don't go along with that, though. Non-attenders tend to come from particular areas and communities, often the most deprived and disadvantaged. And I think we need to come up with new and innovative ways to offer them cardiac rehab. This might involve home programmes, community-based programmes, and so on. It's wrong to think that one approach suits everyone.
That is the end of Part C. You now have 2 minutes to check your answers.